Well, Christine, a busy week in the news in Grand County. So let's kick things off with a very tragic story of a popular barber who died in a tragic accident.
Yes. Lalo Rodriguez owned Lalo's Copper Clipper in Bayard. He's very, very well known in the mining district. He was really sadly killed in a motorcycle crash over the weekend. His services, I believe, are this week. The story got 13,000 views on our Facebook page. He was really well known. He's got a wife and two children. Very sad.
That is very sad indeed. And again, we want to wish their family the best during this time. A story that is in today's paper, a story that Ben's been working on, it's Grand County Commission and the CAP entity.
Yes, it was actually earlier this week. The Grant County Commission approved the diversion group expansion, meaning they've given approval for the CAP entity to take a sort of a different, to expand their powers now and look at other types of water storage projects. It was a split vote at the commission. The fear is that the water will be sold out of Grant County, which has been the fear all along. That was in Friday's paper. And that was the county commission. And the CAP entity also met this week, and that was Ben covered that, their expansion on their powers. So those two big detailed stories are in Friday's paper, Friday and earlier this week.
Let's move on to a fun story.
Yes, this weekend.
Let's have some fun. So let's talk about what's happening this weekend.
In tomorrow's paper, we will preview Silver City Grant County Has Talent. It's a first-year event. Local theater man, Ward Ruddick, he's a local director. He's done other performances here. It's going to showcase like 25 different local acts from Ballet Folklorico to different performances. It's a two-night show at the WNMU Fine Arts Center Theater. Tickets are on sale now. There'll be a big preview on tomorrow's front page, and we hope everybody comes out and has a good time.
So who has been nominated to be part of this? Are there any local officials that are going to be participating?
I don't know about local officials, but there'll be a wide variety of performances, 25 different ones.
25.
From children, big groups. There's actually 80 local performers and 25 different acts. So there'll be group performances, solo performances, dance, music, just a wide variety, really fun night. It's going to be Friday night, and then Saturday night, the top 10 winners will perform. Everyone performs Friday night. They choose the top 10. Saturday night will be the top 10, and then the judges select the winners on Saturday night. Tickets are $10, $15, and $25. $25 is the preferred seating, like the VIP seating. Children are half off, and tickets are on sale at Chevex Casuals in Silver City and Vintage Fantasies, or by calling 654-5202. Everyone's a star in Grant County.
Now, where is this taking place at again?
At the WNMU Fine Arts Center Theater at 7:30 on Friday and 7:30 on Saturday.
Well, we're going to have to talk about the results next week.
Sounds good, Edmundo. Thanks so much.
All right. You have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.